on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Davis?
This is he.
Hey, Davis. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored. God got me on the right side of the dirt, so that's all I ask.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. How did she do? Did she do a good job?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing. She's asking me for some discounts for you. But did you have any questions, like, about the listing or how the placement on Google works?
No. Honestly, she kind of caught me at a little bit of a bad time. I've eaten my supper in a little bit of time I have. So.
Oh, sorry about that. Well,
that's all good.
The only time we can actually put you on the first page of Google is when there's a spot open for your industry and area. And so you made it onto our qualified candidates list. And so my reps, kind of like Tara, they're just going down the list of qualified companies that have earned the opportunity. And we're just looking for one of you guys to fill it. You know, once we fill that spot, we close out the category. I mean, I don't think we'll have another position anytime soon. We're right in the middle of the peak season. Coming into it, I should say.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
What was the pricing like for that?
Well, there's a local company. I don't know if you heard of these guys, Andrews Mowing and Landscaping.
And, yeah, I've heard of that name. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing it. They're covering the whole county up to about a 30-mile radius. But they're also doing some stuff on Facebook and have a website built. I was thinking I can match you, like I could give you the same campaign that they're on, and basically it'll level the playing field for your company. They're doing good. They're getting calls every day, but their package pricing structure is $499. With the credit that Tara requested, I mean, I could get it down to $299, so it'd be about $200 cheaper.
Is that monthly?
Yeah, it's a month-to-month service.
Okay.
So it breaks down about $10 a day for our services. Oh, sorry,
what's
go ahead.
Cancellation-wise, so let's say I do a month or two and I'm like, okay, this is a lot of money and I'm getting nothing in return. Is there cancellation?
No, we don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty. Everybody we work with, they're coming back on their own each month.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, I have to ask stuff like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking worst case scenario, but for you to not do well on the first page of Google when it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years would kind of be a statistical anomaly.
Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from, because there are other services out there, and I do see that you're doing some other things that are like pay per lead, and they probably come with all these cancellation fees and things like that. But ours is a true month-to-month service, so we just go 30 days at a time with you. And then there's a tracking system hooked up to that first page placement that you'll have access to. So you'll be able to see, like, all the customers that are specifically coming from being on the first page of Google. And obviously, you'll be able to get a general idea on, hey, I'm spending this $299, but this is what I'm making. And then we usually – that's how we retain you guys usually, is we can go into the tracking system and show you what it's bringing in.
Now, just out of curiosity – does it matter that I do not have a website?
It's not a requirement to be on the first page, but it's definitely something that I would recommend you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have any kind of website at all?
Well, no. I mean, when I say we're new, we're really, really new. And
okay.
We've been operating just off Facebook, to be honest. I had Facebook ads put up, and people would call me off of Facebook ads, and that's kind of how we got our clientele.
No, that's not bad. Andrew's Mowing and Landscaping is actually on Facebook, too. Like, we would do some Facebook ads for you inside of that $299 pricing structure. It's just usually websites can get pretty costly because you have to buy the domain, and then you have to have a graphic designer that sits down with you and, you know, they put in the hours just to make sure that it looks how you want it to look. And then there's a hosting mm-hmm. fee that usually you pay each month. I mean, it. I could. Here, hold on. Let me see what I could do. Because we have a custom website design called a My Site, and I'm gonna see if I can get approval to get you one. If you're, give me 1 second here. But you do have a Facebook business profile, you said, right, Davis?
Yes.
Okay. So we won't have to build any kind of Facebook page for you. We can just use the one you already have. So that'll actually save them some time and some money. Let me see if I could... All right. Okay. So they're telling me that if you want to come on board with us today, they can include a custom website design called a My Site for you. And it would just be a one-time charge of $99 because that's what it's going to cost us in order to get your mountain-to-river-mowing.com, like domain name. And then they said we'll do all the graphic design and labor for you as a client of ours at no extra charge, and we'll also provide you the hosting for the site at no extra charge. So that means, like, while you're using our services, if you ever want to make any changes to the site or updates on the site, it's a part of our service. We won't charge you any extra for it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do graphic design and website design on the side, so that's not really too big of a worry to me. I've kind of been procrastinating because,
Yeah. The benefit to you is the placement, you know. Guys can go out and they could spend $5,000-$10,000 getting the nicest website under the sun, but if it's not showing up at like the 10 seconds that your customer's doing the search for lawn care, landscaping, or mowing, you know, it's not going to do you any good, you know. So the first page placement, by all means, is what's going to be what reels in the customer and makes the money. I've had guys on the first page of Google where we put them up there with no site, even though we recommend you have one, just in case you run into a visual buyer. But I've had guys we put up there with no site, and they get clients and calls every day, you know, with just a call button and their reviews and a little badge that says Google verified.
Yeah. Yeah, I really haven't been taking it completely serious just because me and my dad, it's just me and him that's running this. And I run a whole nother business, and I work full-time third shift, so I'm a busy person, so I didn't really want to take it as serious as he's wanting to take it now, so now I'm just, I don't know, I'm trying to pick it back up because we started at the end of last year, and I said, well, I need to market this a little better, but, you know, I don't know how serious he's wanting to take this, but, you know, I've discovered as of last week, he's getting really, really serious about it, so.
Yeah. That's the only way to succeed with any business, you know. You go all in. You don't go halfway, or you can get bad results that way. You know, it's better to have too many job opportunities than it is to not have enough or kind of wonder when the next one's going to come along. And that's usually what this does. I mean, it's like having a 24/7 sales rep up there telling people around you that if they're looking for this kind of service, that you're the go-to for it. And so it'll drive the traffic, and then you guys can just cherry pick what you want. You don't have to just go out to everyone. You can kind of cherry pick what you think is going to be best for you, and that's always nice. You know, you don't want to just feel like, hey, I haven't had a job in a day or two, and this is what called us, or this is what strolled along Facebook, so we're going to go with that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give you a lot more control of your destiny.
Yeah, no doubt, yeah.
And then you have a team of professionals back here where it's like, we don't get paid each month if you guys aren't getting paid. So, you know, we're making sure it's working for you in ways that you might be neglecting right now.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. I mean, is a website kind of like, you said you do graphic design and you can do it. You just haven't got around to it. And it sounds to me like you're a busy guy. You said you're running another company and you have the business. All right, and you're working full-time, right, for another company?
I am, yeah. I do. I do three things all at once, really.
Okay. Well, I would love to get an opportunity to show you how well this works. what if I can get approval to waive the setup fee on the site? And it's kind of like a gift from us to you. That way it's just the $299 out the door to get started, and that'll cover you all the way up until after the 4th of July. I mean, if I could do something like that, is that something you'd consider giving us a shot so that way we could show you how well it works to be on that first page of Google?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely something I would consider. That is something I would consider. I'm actually looking at probably canceling my, I don't know if you're familiar with Angie Leads or if you've
ever
heard of
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them. I'm not a big fan of them.
I got sucked into it because it sounded really good at first. And I said, yeah, you got $1,000 credit. And
yeah.
I said, is that the only charge I get? And they said, yeah, that's all you're going to be get charged. I said, great. And I said, we need your bank information, though, so when you meet that $1,000 threshold. Well, I did, and I somehow got charged $750 for no reason at all, and I've gotten no clients, or I've got one client from there. And I said, yeah, I want out of this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
I just spent $750 on something that did me no good whatsoever. So that's why I'm a little, you know, I'm hesitant because I'm like, I'm not going to sell more.
No, I would be hesitant too. Yeah. I don't blame you for that one. Ironically, I just found this article. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday about these guys. Cause I don't know if you know this, but Home Advisor and Angie's List are the same company. And I just figured this out. It's the same business that owns them. It's the same parent company.
Yeah.
And so Home Advisor used to be called Service Magic in like 2012 from all this research I've been doing over the last couple of days, actually. And so they got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission for selling fake false leads. Basically, it was just like a dead phone number, and they'd sell the one number to like five guys, and they'd charge all of them like $100 for a lead fee. And then, you know, they got their $500 and these guys are over here going, what's going on? Or maybe somebody got it before me, so they don't really dig into it further.
Wow.
Yeah, but they,
now
so
you got
that,
me thinking up in scams.
Well, I mean, so I sent you this article because I literally just was figuring all this out recently with one of my clients. And so they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014. And ever since they came back as Home Advisor, the Federal Trade Commission's been all over these guys. Like, they've been watching them. There's tons of these articles. It's on the FTC.org, like, or .gov, the Federal Trade Commission. Yeah, it's for consumer affairs. Like, so these are the guys that shut them down the first time. And it looks like they might do it again. But I guess Home Advisor, Inc. actually bought Angie's List, because the Angie's List was going bankrupt in, like, 2017, 2018. And so now what's happening is people are buying these leads off Angie's, but the leads are not just getting sold to them and two or three other guys on Angie's, but they're also double dipping and selling it to people on the Home Advisor platform. And so I had a client who his brother was using the other platform, and this is how this all kind of happened, is because they got the same lead from a different platform, and he was asking me, like, oh, you guys sell leads? Are you going to end up giving us the same number that Home Advisor gave my brother and Angie gave me, you know? So, I'm like, wait, what? Like, we don't sell leads, you know? We're a Google partner. We just put you directly up there to let the customers call you live. But that's when I started digging into all this, and you know, it's an ongoing thing. It's not just you, but you can report them. And I've heard of people who get, like, report them at the top of that link. And then once they cancel, they ask for their money back and they report it. Some of them have been getting refunded or getting their money back through that. So I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But I can promise you we're nothing like that business. We've been around longer than them. We've been in business since 2004. We're right next to the Google headquarters. We got an extensive track record of helping businesses not just build their sites, but, you know, get their Google business profiles going, branding and driving customers the natural way, where they call you, right? We're not getting in between you guys and trying, oh, this job I think is going to make you $20,000, so it's a $100 lead, but I'm going to give it to five of you, so it's going to make you nothing, and you're still going to pay me $100. Like, we don't even get into that. We just post you, and we let them call you from there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why, honestly, I've been a little hesitant this whole phone call, because I'm thinking, I don't want another experience like that at all.
Yeah, it definitely won't happen that way. The only way we get our customers to come back each month is to get them up there and make it work. And believe me, we don't want to build a new website and start over with a new guy every month. We'd much rather have somebody that we've already built the site and worked with and, you know, got them verified and continue to work with those people long term. That's really our goal.
Yeah, that's definitely understandable.
Yeah. It's a better business model because then it's not like set it and forget it. We actually got to check in with you guys and make sure things are working and communicate with you instead of, you know, here's a lead, good luck. It's more, we're in it with you. If you're not making that money each month, then we know that our chances of retaining you and you coming back the following month go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry that you had to go through that, but there is a form there. So if you are going to back out of it, you know, hopefully that helps you get your money back. I hate to hear that happen, especially so soon. I was just going through that with a customer. I didn't need to get into that. They were even telling me in the back end here that I was kind of overstepping a little bit because it's not really our business, but it just rubbed me the wrong way because he's an older guy, you know, and it was just like, he wasn't really tech savvy. So I kind of stuck my nose in there, and that's when I've been figuring all this stuff out and what's going on with that.
Well, what's crazy is I never, you know, I wanted to make sure it was legitimate. I had never heard of Angie's Leads. Obviously, I've heard of Home Advisor, but when they called me, they just started talking, you know, like they were local. Like they acted like this was a local operation.
No, they're in Colorado.
I Googled them, and
Yeah.
I Googled them, and I didn't really see anything that looked off to me. And I said, you know,
yeah, we're not local either, though. We're right next to Google, so we're in Orange County in Southern California.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, like all the Google headquarters are here in California. But I sent you, like, a text with a link to, like, our reviews and everything. You know, on Google, there's 976. From Bird Eye, there's 857. From our featured customers, there's about 1,500. But across the internet, there's over 5,000 reviews. We have over 10,000 clients actively, you know, so being in business for 20 years. And they're all, I mean, the lowest ones that we have is 4.2, but they all average out to a 4.7.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
wow.
We have... Long history.
Well, my question is this. My question is this. How in the world did you find me then?
Well, we're partnered with Google. Like, if you go on our website, there's a website link there, and then there's a badge. It says Google Partner, Premier Google Partner. And so because we're partnered with Google, our role is to find the guys that fill these spots and make sure that it's working for you guys so that way you keep using it. And that's how Google actually makes most of its money. Is the business owners that invest in Google advertising. So I would say about 80% of Google's income, even though they own like Android phones, Google Pixel, YouTube, you know, most of their income actually comes from the Google partners. So they decide who qualifies for the placement. They create like a list of you guys. They'll go gather all the guys that fall within your category within a 40 to 50 mile radius, and then they put them on a list. And they have my reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to at the beginning of the call. You know, they just go out and they call down that list until we fill that spot. You know, once we fill that spot for that industry in that area that they're looking to fill, we close out the category and we move on to different industries, different areas. I mean, there's even pizza places that do this, you know. A lot of people want to get Google verified just to even exist as a business. And so it's kind of like a milestone for a lot of people when you're starting up a company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it all sounds really, really neat.
Yeah. We got an extensive track record of doing this. So, I mean, and then like I told you earlier, it's at the peak time of the year. So it's like if we can't get you know, a consistent flow of clients in a pretty short amount of time here, get things rolling, then pretty much nothing under the sun can, Davis. It's been the most profitable way to market if you do your research on Google advertising. And we don't sell you leads or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about any surprise bills popping up out of the woodwork, like here's $750, you know. It's just a one-time charge each month of that $299 with the discounted pricing structure. And then we send everything to you in writing, too. Like, I would actually send that to you while I have you on the phone. You have a service agreement that'll document all the products and features that we're doing for you. That discounted pricing structure of $299 with the website included. And then it'll also, you have to sign off on that, and you keep that on file. And it'll also state in there that it's month to month. You can cancel at any time, no cancellation fees or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Now, when you say that I'm going to be on the top of the list on Google for the ads, I'm assuming it's when you use keywords like mowing near me or landscaping near me.
That's right. Yep, we give you 15 keywords, and you get to hand select them. We'll have recommendations ready for you, though, because there's this tool called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. A lot of guys
I used to own a boat rental business.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of guys look at the analytics, especially if you build a website. You know, you're going to want to put usually the right keywords on the website too. But we have Google Analytics. So there's a client interview that we'll schedule for tomorrow. And in that interview, you know, they'll have recommendations based off which services in your industry are getting the most traffic or the which keywords. But you have final say on everything. Like, if you just say, hey, I want this, 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 and this, no, that's what we'll post you for.
Okay.
It's also geo-targeted. I forgot to mention that part. I know he said 40 to 50 mile radius, and that's usually from where you receive your Google pin. Like, they send you this pin in the mail with a little 5-digit number on the back, and we get that number from him. And that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where the business is. But you could shrink the service area, so you could tailor it too. Like, if you're like, hey, I don't want to go to this area ever, I don't want calls from those people, you know, we can cookie cutter it. So that way the area is customized and it's keyword customized. So all the calls that are coming in are pre-screened in a way without us actually having to like get in there and get in between it or talk to them. You know, we know that, hey, they had to be in this area and they had to type in one of these keywords to even get your phone number and be able to call you in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a customized targeted marketing strategy. So what do you think?
Honestly, it sounds really cool. I mean, I would love to try it. How soon would it be live for me to be on first page or top of page?
That's actually a great question. So the website is going to take us about 3 to 5 days to build the site. We got to do the client interview, obviously, first to get the site up and running. The Google pin is going to take about 5 to 7 days for you to get in the mail. We can't actually post you on Google until the client interview is completed. Your Google verification form is filled out, and we have that pin. So I've seen clients get up there within the first 2 weeks. I've had ones lollygag it, and their wife, like, throws away the pin. We have to resend it out to them.
Yeah.
So there are other variables. Well, but you'll see results
in
the first month.
So don't worry about building the site. I can do that. I could have one built by tonight. I mean, a landscaping site won't take me no more than, you know, a few hours, and I can get that done tonight.
Yeah, so we were offering to do it for you, and it usually doesn't take us long, but we have to have the client's input, and that's usually where it's like, okay, you know, we say 3 to 5 because, you know, you might be envisioning, hey, I want it to look like a sunset here in North Carolina, you know, and we're like, okay,
yeah,
we put this up.
I would rather just do it myself. I can knock that out.
Okay. Yeah, then all we would need is the domain name, and we could just hyperlink it to that first page placement, so that way when they click on that little globe or that website icon, it'll hyperlink it, automatically send them over to your domain name to view your site.
Well, that's that sounds great. So I can't start producing the website till later, but I'm assuming that domain name most likely exists.
And there's options. They give you options when you go to purchase the domain name online, but I was thinking that would save you some money because you do have to buy the domain name. I don't know what they're going to end up charging you on your end when you go to do it on your own. I just know that we were going to bite the bullet on that.
Yeah, I usually just go through Squarespace, and since I already have, I have a couple of sites I built through them. I'd say domain name wise, I mean, something is off as that. Like if it's something common, like, you know, bigtree.com or something. You know,
yeah. $3,500 somebody's holding it hostage. Yeah.
Yeah. So now like something as very narrow as, you know, mountain to river mowing.
Yeah.
And you know, I might even add in LLC or something.
Yeah, you could put LLC or NC. That's what I was going to say. Or you could even look up .org or .net if you really need to. I don't really like those ones, but if you need to, you could do it. Yeah. But the Google Business Profile, it sometimes you can find them real cheap. I'm not actually too concerned about that. I was just throwing it out there as an option. Because even on the Google Business Profile, like if you look at Andrew's Mowing and Landscaping, he's got a ton of photos and stuff. Like pretty much his Google Business Profile is a site, and then there's a ton of photos on there too. So it's almost like it's its own site, and then it has a link to another website, you know? So
Yeah.
We could list you without having the website at all. It's just kind of like if you run into a visual person or if it's really like a landscape design project, then you're probably going to want to show off some stuff you've done in the past just to give them the confidence that you'll be able to do what they're looking for. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely something I'm going to have.
Cause like I said, we haven't been taking this serious. I've owned a couple of businesses already and, you know, I'm just a busy person, so I haven't really taken the whole landscaping thing seriously because my dad hasn't really acted serious about it until recently. And but now he's acting super serious because we had a company reach out to us and they want us to be their primary landscapers. And I said, Dad, I'll help you out, man. You know my schedule. I'm tied up. But he wants it. My brother wants in on it, and I said, okay, well, if y'all are serious, I'll be serious too. I'll start getting more serious about marketing and, you know, getting the shirts, getting my enclosed trailer, his enclosed trailer. You know, just, I don't know. We're getting more serious about it now. So you kind of called it a good time, to be honest, because Angie's leaves just ain't cutting it. I need to figure out how to cancel them.
Yeah, those guys are going to charge you an arm and a leg every chance you get, you know. It's 50 here, 100 here, 50 here, 100 here. So, you know, there's really no better way to say I'm here to the community and we're in business than to have that verified Google Business Profile and to show up as a top option. I mean, a lot of times when people are thinking about a project, you know, they're just thinking about it. And then you get these guys that actually put the money together and they're ready to make a move, and when they are ready to make a move, they're just pulling their phone out. Now they're like, all right, who am I going to give this money to do it, you know? And so having yourself up there for them, having all those credibility factors in place already, it's definitely going to help you guys expand the business and grow.
Well, that's good. Now, what you say the monthly fee is going to be, does it vary by ad click? I mean, I know that's how I used to get charged in my boat rental business. I got charged by AdSense.
Yeah, that's Google Ads, and that's something we could grow you into in the future if you guys, like, you know, hire some people and you feel like, hey, you know, we can handle an increase in business, then we could always do Google Ads, but I wouldn't recommend it if you're already doing a local listing with us, because this is already going to cover up to a 50-mile radius. But if you're saying, hey, you want to cover more ground than that, then, you know, we could definitely do Google Ads for you, and it's pay-per-click. But as it sits right now, this one is not pay-per-click. This is a local listing, so it's just the $299. The price will never fluctuate.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, yeah, I mean, sign me up.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google Business Profile for Mountain to River Mowing. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 336-469-5455?
Yes. And if some reason that changes, is that something easy to change?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and send you my direct number and extension. I'm going to be your account lead anyway. But if you want to swap out the number, you just give us a call or give me a call, and I could swap it out for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy fix. we like to stick with the same one, but I know sometimes that happens, or if you want to get like a business line. They do offer Google Voice if you want like a business line, and you won't have to actually pay for a second phone number. What they'll do is they'll put a tracking number up there, and then the caller ID system will thread it through, so that way you know it's a lead when it's coming through to your regular phone here, and that way you could differentiate your business calls from your personal calls.
Yeah.
So just a little food for thought. If you do want that, you could just let them know during the client interview, and we could add that too as part of your service. I'm also leaving the website on the table just in case, like, you know, you start pulling your hair out here the next 2-3 days and you say, hey, you know what, I just want you guys to handle it. I'll make sure that my offer still stands for you to get that site at no extra charge from us.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave that in your service agreement. And then, what's your business email address where I could send you the service agreement in writing?
Well, I don't really have an official business email address.
A personal's fine. It's more so just for me to send you stuff. We're not going to have, like, the clients seeing this or sending you any emails.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. So it's Davis, D-A-V-I-S, all, W-A-L-L, 15@gmail.com.
Okay, I had your last name is W-A-H-L. You said it's just two L's?
Yeah, two L's instead of an H, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. DavisWall15@gmail.com. Okay, and then remember I mentioned that Google pin to you earlier in the call, and that pin comes to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
660 Shoals, S-H-O-A-L-S, Road.
I got it here. 27043?
Yep.
Okay. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can put 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Good man. Okay. And then can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right. So I got the business profile set up. For that client interview tomorrow, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete, but we do ask for an hour window in case you have any extra questions or the call goes over. What would be the best time for you?
To be honest, since I'm currently on third shift at my main hustle, I gotta stay over a little bit tomorrow, so I sleep from like 11 a.m. to probably 6 p.m.
Wow. Or,
yeah. So,
I could do 10 to 11.
10 to 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could do it after that?
Yeah, I mean, I could do any time between 10 a.m. Eastern Standard all the way up till 6 and 7 p.m.
Okay, well, you can set it to 6 p.m.
You want
to
do 6 o'clock?
I have trouble getting up to 6. Yeah, I can do that. I know how it's rough on the human body.
Yes, it is. No, you need your rest. That is no joke. I don't know if you had any kids, but I figured that out the hard way. Once I had kids, I was like, oh, my God. I used to get up all the time at 6 o'clock for, you know, 8 years before my kids were born. And there was no problem. And then now these guys, all of a sudden I get randomly woken up and I have a hard time going back to sleep. And then I'm up back up at 6 o'clock. It's a nightmare. You know, one of them goes to bed at 8, the other one goes to bed at 11 o'clock at night, and then, yeah. And then the little one that went to bed at 8 wakes up at 3.
Only thing, I don't have kids yet, but I know when that comes, I've got to be ready for them.
Yeah, it's a task. Well, it looks like actually they don't have a slot open between 6 and 7. I checked their calendar here, and these guys are actually booked up through 6 and 7. I have a 5 to 6. I know you're supposed to get your sleep here, but
We can do 5 to 6. That ain't a big deal.
Okay, it'll be quick. It's pretty easy, too. And like I said, they're going to have keyword recommendations for you. And if you ever change your mind, like, hey, I was half asleep, let me switch the keywords to this, it's just a phone call. We could swap the keywords at any time through your account management team here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I got the account set up, and then I got the client interview scheduled. And they're going to text you before the call. The text is an automation, so it usually comes through about an hour before. I can actually remove that if you want, so that way they're not waking you up an hour before it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That would ruin the day.
Okay. All right, let me do that for you. All right, so you'll still get the calendar invitation. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment, Davis, how did you want to do that?
I'll probably use a card.
Okay. Now, is this card under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under just my personal name.
Okay. So just Davis Wall. Is there any middle initial?
On the card, no.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN?
It is.
Okay. I wanted to ask you before I get this payment down, do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yes, if you don't mind, that'd be great. I just wanted to display, actually, instead of Pinnacle, I honestly would rather it display Pilot Mountain, because I know my street address technically is Pinnacle.
Yeah.
But I'm two minutes from Pilot Mountain. Pinnacle is like 20 minutes from my house. So my service range would be off. So it's really complicated. I know it's complicated. But,
yeah. Well, to put it there, to put the city like that, it has to be the city that this PIN is sent to.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
But I could hide the street address, and I could put the city, state, and zip in there, and they'll still see you if they're within the geo-targeted area for any of the or searching for any of the keywords that you're listed for. But they don't just let me swap the city and say you're in one city, you know. I have guys ask me to do that all the time. They're like, I'm not actually in Las Vegas, but I want to be. it doesn't work that way. Yeah. That's why they send that PIN, though, is because part of these local listings is like kind of letting the potential customer know that you are actually from out here, you know? It can't just be a guy from 50 miles away marketing in your backyard. The only way to do that is with the Google ads, like the pay-per-click stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking about you're sending a PIN out, you're talking about like a virtual PIN, correct? Like on a Google app?
Yeah, it's not a virtual PIN. It's an actual like postcard that comes in the mail. They call it a PIN. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. Like it'll say Google PIN verification, and then there's a little 5-digit number, and it'll say this is your PIN verification number. And then we get that number from you when it comes in, and we process your verification. And there's a little badge and a check mark on your listing that says Google Verified Contractor.
I got it. Okay. It was a little confusing because you know what I'm talking about with the pin, like you know you drop a pin
on
the plate.
Well, yeah, that's what it is though. Like you see how there's that little red dot, that little pin, those people have on the map is because they got that postcard sent to them.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember doing that with my boat rental business. That was 100%. About 4 years ago, but I
remember that. 100%. That's a standard process that they've had for a while. But when you try to hide the address, like I'm going to have this one hidden, it'll say Pinnacle NC 27043, and then it's going to move the pin out to like your nearest cross street. So that way it has like a general area of where you are without actually giving them like turn-by-turn directions. They can't zoom into it and pull up to your doorstep or something like that.
I got you, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got that. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 4147.
4147.
4003.
4003.
0917.
0917.
4504.
4504. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
May 2026.
May 2026, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
That's 885.
885. Okay. And then I want to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything you don't understand or don't agree with, Davis, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Mountain to River Mowing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Davis Wall, and I'm the co-owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Davis, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're already working a full-time job, and you also have another company, so I'm not going to ride you too hard if you're missing clients here and there. You know, you have the right to refuse service to anybody, but if I'm blowing you up, it's important.
Yeah,
keep that in mind.
I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to bug you for just no reason, but if something's like, hey, Google suspended the listing because whatever information and I need to verify something with you, I have no shame. I'll blow you up if it means keeping your dad working or not, you know. All right.
Yeah.
And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service, okay? You're not buying it to anything long-term. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 5th of 2024. So it is in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum package, and I've included the website for you at no additional cost. But they're telling me that I could offer you a package deal. You don't have to capitalize on this, Davis, but I'm just going to throw it out there, okay? So, and this can save you some money. So they have a 3-month prepay option with the discounts included. It would reduce the the bill to $700 over 3 months. Right now, you're slated to pay about $900 because it's $299 per month. They have a 6-month option that you could do. It's $1,300. And that'll actually save you about $500 because you're slated to pay about $1,800 over the next 6 months at $299. And then they have a year prepay that you're eligible for. It's $2,500 for the year. And that'll save you $1,100 actually over the course of the year because the 300 times 12 would be about $3,600. So, did you want to capitalize on any of those?
To be honest, no, and my reason for that is just because, you know, we're landscaping is so seasonal here in our location. People are, you know, they're like bloodhounds. You know, they're sniffing it out right now, and people need their yards mowed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, realtors, you know, places like that, they're looking for new people, and since it's such a seasonal thing, they're going to become recurring customers. It's not going to be, you know, hey, I need a new guy every week. You know, it's not
right. Well, I just wanted to throw it out there. I know the seasonal thing too. Like, so I know you're definitely gonna. Our average lifespan of our accounts are 18 months. I know you're saying, hey, and that's guys that try it for a month versus guys that do it for like 5 years. You know what I mean? So I know you're saying, hey, you know, I just want to try it for a month, and it's seasonal, and I get that. But the 3-month prepay saved you $200. I know you're definitely gonna do it for at least 3 months. And that's covering the whole season. I mean, that'll cover you all the way up until September 5th. So, not to put any pressure on you, but I just wanted to really put that to paper.
It's okay, though. It's okay, though. I just blew $750 that my dad's a little pissed off about.
Let's... Yeah, no, I understand.
I can't be telling him, hey, man, I just dropped $600 more down on this, and... You know, he's old-fashioned. My dad's very – we're small-time Southerners. So, you know, He's very, very conservative with his money, so
yeah.
That's why I can't be making too big a jumps just yet.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're in California. I know a lot of times people think of California, they think big city, L.A. kind of, but that's not how I grew up either. I grew up in Big Bear, which is in the mountains in California. I hear you on that. You know, there was a lot of times where, you know, I didn't have a dollar, two nickels to rub together growing up, but somehow I figured it out. I hear you. So we'll go month to month. At the $299 platinum bundle. As I mentioned earlier, the website is still on the table. Okay, I waived all the fees affiliated with that, so it's no extra charge to you. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day, but it's going to stay in that discounted price of $299. So that'll never go up on you or change. Okay, you get that deal forever.
Okay.
And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. As I mentioned to you earlier, there's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing is due. So let us know before the 5th. So that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says we part ways as friends. So you'll actually keep all your content and everything that's created for you while you're using our services. We'll just stop doing the optimization so you guys won't see yourselves on the first page as a top option anymore.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process this and send you everything in writing. When this payment clears, you're going to get three text messages. One of them is an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. There's one that's a Google verification form. You got to fill that out only one time for as long as you guys own the business, unless you move to a different area, but that'll ask you for any paperwork that you have. So license, insurance, things like that. I know some states differ from their requirements for landscaping, and that's fine if you don't have some of those things, but there is a box at the bottom of that form where it says if you are missing something that's preventing Google from doing the verification, then we got to do a video phone call with you. That's called a video verification, okay? And then we'll verify you that way if we have to. I think you'll have it, but if not, just make sure you check that box at the bottom of the form. And then they're also going to send you your username and password for your tracking system. We do have an app that you could download, and I think that'll be a good tool for you since you're already working full-time at one place and then you have that other company. It sounds like you already have your hands full, but that's a good way for you to kind of oversee things through that app when you're not there with them. You could see all the clients that are coming in, you know, the calls, the leads that you guys are getting. You could request reviews through that app, so it'll send them like a little text message asking about their experience with your dad, how it went, and it'll have a live link to the Google business profile, so they can put the star on there and kind of fill that form out, and that'll help us build up the reputation.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to let him know that when you're doing something like this, you know, yeah, you're going to get an increase in customers, but don't let the quality dip down, because you know, if I have you on the first page and it's a one star, it's not going to do either of us much good.
Yeah.
So customer service is still important always.
Now, did you see where I had signed the agreement or whatever?
Declined to sign the terms of agreement or TOE agreement.
Okay, yeah, because that's the...
When it goes through, it'll show you username and password usually when you get through it.
Okay. Yeah, you might have to resend that, to be honest, because I think I accidentally fast-fingered and might have hit. Because, you know, on the bottom, I have an iPhone, so on the bottom of it, you know, where you have your search bar and everything, it kind of blocks the button. So just click the button to the right because you
have to hit the button. Yeah, the confirm little orange box.
Because I couldn't even see this. Yeah, I couldn't even see the words on it.
Yeah, I try to just resend the link by itself.
Okay, yes, it says it has expired.
Oh, no, yeah, it's expired because you signed it. It actually accepted it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just pulled it up on my end, and it says that it's accepted. So what it'll do is it'll resend a hard copy to your email now, and then you should be looking at a page that's asking you for a login, like a username and password.
Yeah.
You seeing that or no?
I see an invoice, and then I need to click Access Dashboard.
Yeah, that's for the tracking system. They will send you a separate email, though, with a link to the app, so that way you don't have to access it in this format every time. And then they'll also send you a YouTube video to show you how to use it. But, yeah, you can log into that. They're going to – I think you should have the username and password already. It's an automated message that usually comes through here. Oh, yeah, okay, you got it. So the username's your phone number and the password's Cool Reviews. And it's going to look pretty blank in the beginning here, Davis, until we got your Google PIN, the client interview done, and that verification form filled out, and we have you listed. But at least that way you know how to get into it, and that'll help you kind of oversee things from a distance if you're focused on the job, or maybe you get like a 15-minute break or something. You could check on these guys once a day.
Yeah, I see where it says we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah, I mean, we just hired it up right now. But yeah, there are things you could do. Like, you could send in photos. Those photos will go directly on your Google business profile. I definitely recommend doing that. We want to build that up as much as you can. Just maybe if you guys have some before and after shots from stuff you've done in the past, definitely send those in.
Yeah. Now, do y'all have an app? Or do y'all
do it online, I guess? No, we have an app, too. But the app, it comes, like, a lot of these things that are coming through right now, they're automations. Like, I sign you up, and then they generate it based on the agreement. So I do have you enrolled in the app and the account dashboard. That's why they sent you those login credentials. But there's going to be an automated email that'll come separately. And this email will have a link to download the app. And then it'll also have a YouTube video in there that'll show you how to use the app. And from one of my colleagues here, he made a video. It's just kind of like shows you how to use it and walk you through it. So it does take some time for that one to generate. It doesn't come through as quickly as some of the other ones, but it will come through.
Okay.
And then there's a – it looks like your Google verification form came through. And this one's really important. It's probably the most important form. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. It'll start off as like Local Splash Davis to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed further.
So I see one that says to provide us with required documents, either reply directly to this email or fill out the form here at url.localsplash.com.
Yep. That's it. So you click on that, and this is the verification form. So it's pretty simple. It sounds complex when we explain it to people, but it's pretty easy. And there's links in there. So, like, if you have a form that they're requesting, or if they say, like, a picture of the workplace, you can literally just hit upload file. It'll flip over to the camera on your mobile device there, and then you can just snap a picture of it right there and add the file. And once you're completed, you can go ahead and submit that. And then that gets sent actually to the Google headquarters for review. And so they'll review it.
Okay.
And then if they're able to verify it just with what's there, then they'll go ahead and give you your verification badge and add that to the Google business profile. And then we can go ahead and go live with our optimization. If not, then you have to check that box at the bottom there where you're okay with us doing a video call with them. And we'll just interview you over the phone, you know, and then touch base with you. Okay. You know, just want to make sure you're real and we're not like giving anybody a bad guy that we can't track down if something crazy happens, you know, stuff like that.
I got you, yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure you're a real person and get a look at your face. And I go, okay, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and then they just put you up there until something bad happens. Hopefully it never does, right? That's not what we're here for. All right,
yeah.
So that's the verification. And that's basically it. Now moving forward, once you have all this done and we got you guys up there, you're generating calls, you know, if you do want to make changes, or you guys have questions, comments, concerns, things like that, you do have a support team here. So there's myself. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. At the same number, you just hit extension 1. And there's always a live operator available to you guys. So we'll be here to kind of walk you through and just make sure that this is working out for you and you guys are not having any hiccups and you're able to get connected to your prospects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, just out of curiosity, so it says upload picture of business registration. So it's not an LLC yet. This is more of a sole proprietorship. What do I need to put for that? Because this is the required field.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to kind of hold off a second to, like, because I can create an LLC. It won't take me no time to get, you know, that done.
Yeah. Well, that's at your discretion. That's kind of why I wanted you to know, like, hey, if fill it out as much as you can. Obviously, for that one right now, you don't have it, right? So you could still submit it, or you can wait. It's up to you if you want to get the LLC and then submit it. But once you submit it, if there's anything missing where they can't just verify it based on that, that's when that video call comes into play. So that's why I was telling you, you know what I mean? I don't want anything to – I'm not going to let anything stop us because you're on our qualified candidates list already and you signed up for it. So nothing's going to stop us from getting you verified. But, you know. I mean, it's preferred, though. It makes it a lot easier if you can just submit that profile. They could read it and verify it versus going through the video call. Cause then we got to set up an appointment kind of like we're doing for the client interview, and it doesn't seem like you're a guy that's got a lot of time for that. You know, it seems like you get your hours in the daytime.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we're swamped. Especially me. Him not so much, but me especially.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to be like the guy that's like blowing you up, ruining your sleep, or, you know, hey, we got to do this Google verification. But if we have to, I will at the same time. You know, we want to make sure our clients are getting what they signed up for, and we're upholding our end of the agreement.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll finish filling that out. I'm going to go ahead and try to
It might
to work
be like the
LLC.
Website, though. I feel like if you could build a website, you can get the LLC pretty quick.
The LLC is fairly quick.
Yeah, it's easy process. Other than that, you're all signed up, so I want to officially, you know, welcome you aboard. Say thank you for giving us an opportunity to earn your business long-term. Looking forward to, you know, earning the other 99% of your trust and helping Dad generate some clients. But I want to continue to reiterate, you know, it's really every client's important to us. Every client's important to Google. So if you do have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything, even if it's outside of the spectrum of the services that we currently provide for you, do not hesitate to call. If your dad's running into clients and he's like, hey, I never want to deal with this kind of person again, and I want to focus on these kind of clients, that's the kind of information we need, you know. So please let us know. Keep us in the loop.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we will circle back with you tomorrow for your client interview between 5 and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Davis. You have a great day. Night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.